Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
Can I scream?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're MWD. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Shout out to all my gay niggas.
Churro. Churros.
I'm retarded.
What does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss to me.
I have nothing left except Spider-Man. I have nothing left except Spider-Man. I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
Oh, yes, yes. What it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a comedy show. You're tuned in right now live at kick.com/Jim and Them.
Yeah, baby.
Shout outs to my PS5 boys out there. Spider-Man 2, baby. Let's fucking go.
Losing sleep, baby. Yeah. Woke up tired as hell, baby.
That's why there's no Jeff in the studio, Dirk Diggler, because we said only PS5 boys allowed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let him in.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, what do you have? A laptop and a PS4? Yeah.
He's
PS poor.
Yeah, he's outside next to a trash can warming his hands right now as we speak.
His toe is sticking out of his boot and he's got a top hat on.
No, don't worry. Jeff will be here soon, maybe.
Yeah, he's the opposite of PS poor. He's got a new job.
Yeah, he does. Shout outs to fucking Jim Norton. Congratulations on your wedding, my guy.
Who did he marry? Some guy's dick?
Yeah, some guy. Some lady with a dick.
Wait, really?
Some lady with a dick. I don't know if he... for some reason, I'm seeing all these posts on social media about him getting married. I assume it's some sort of bit. But hey, congratulations, big fella.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your nuptials.
Yeah, you know what? Good for you, Jim Norton. I hope that you married a completely normal person.
I've had more opportunities to listen to like podcasts or whatever during work lately, but I found that like I'm doing something, so I'm not paying attention.
Yep.
So again, this goes back to what I've talked about in the past. So I was putting on shows that I wanted to listen to, but I'm just missing everything. So I put on the old Jim and Sam show this week.
Oh my God, you're back, dude.
Dude, I haven't listened to that show in like maybe 2 years, maybe more. And it's like I never missed a beat, dude. Yeah. Like I feel like nothing's changed.
You could still hate ignore that show?
Dude, it's the same exact dog shit. Like what they were playing, they were going over the Susan Boyle audition the other day. Like just the thing from like 15 years ago, wherever the fuck it was. I mean, I know every now and then we'll pull up an old thing.
I wonder if anyone's
like
ever said this about us. Like, I checked back in on Jim and Them, the same old guy.
I know sometimes there's things that we like and we go back to it, but I don't even know why. I don't know. They were listening to that and reacting. I'm like, what the fuck is it? Anyways, congratulations on your nuptials.
Hey, Jim, have you heard?
Oh, what's that?
Have you heard about the free tier on the Patreon?
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Yes, there is now a free tier. I'm still trying to figure out like what that entails because I was trying to make our chat like we have a just an open chat on our Patreon now. It's like a group chat basically.
Yeah, just jump in. People are just in there.
I couldn't add in the free people though for some reason. I wanted to.
Okay.
I wanted to open up for the free people, but nope, paid only. We're sharing our favorite BOOPOC memories last week.
We were talking about what we miss most about BOOPOC.
We miss most about BOOPOC. Actually, let me pull up my favorite memory real quick because I was actually it filled my heart with warm fluttery memories once I reminded myself of the good old BOOPOC memory of mine. Hold on.
Anyone who wants to be able to see stuff like this live, just join the Patreon. There's just a chat room now that you can just join. If you're not quite sure, you're not sure about the Jim and Them, there's a free tier now.
There's a free tier.
And we're going to put stuff in it.
We're going to put stuff in it.
I had the idea that it's going to be like Jim and Them Patreon year one. We're going to find a bunch of cool stuff from like the early days of the Patreon and just kind of throw it in there so that it's like, hey, have you been curious? Have you like, you're not sure? Or are you just someone that's listened a long time? You're never going to join the Patreon, but you're like, hey,
you can still hop on the free tier because I'm sure we're going to drop some goodies for the freebies sometimes.
You like us, you'll probably like the stuff on there. It's extra stuff.
So yes, my favorite BOOPOC memory. Actually, do you remember what BOOPOC stands for?
I never remember,
I never claim to remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember either, but I do have it right in front of me. So just for a refresher for everyone out there, blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos. That's that's the thing. Oh, I turned on Jim and Them. We're talking about BOOPOC still. Turn on Jim and Them again. They're still talking about fucking BOOPOC.
Can't believe they're still, it's like it never ended. It's like I didn't skip a beat.
But yes, my favorite BOOPOC memory is when he invited me to his wedding. I went downtown dressed to the nines, but found the venue address seemed to be a gas station. I was really surprised, and I tried to get a hold of BOOPOC to fix this confusion. As I was calling him, I heard a phone ringing in the distance. I would recognize his Afro Man ringtone anywhere. I followed the sound to the back of the gas station and found our hero, BOOPOC. BOOPOC was standing at a makeshift altar. He had some mini chairs behind him that had squirrels and rats tied to them. Donned in makeshift suits and dresses. BOOPOC was in midst blow of his favorite piff.
I was using Rellos, by the way, to do it.
I realized then and there that BOOPOC was marrying that piff. It was the piff was the bride, and I was lucky enough to bear witness. A tear streamed down my cheek as Boo looked over to me and nodded. He then fell over in a high-as-a-kite slumber, crushing and killing his rodent wedding guests. It was the most beautiful moment I've ever had, the luxury of experiencing. That is my favorite BOOPOC memory.
Yeah, that's Jim's favorite BOOPOC memory.
Yeah, thank you so much, BOOPOC. I'm glad that you think so much about the ever-turning sands of time and every little thing, every little moment in choice and decision that brought us to the point of just being on the same planet at the same time, like alive at the same time. And I just thank the Lord every day. Thank you. Thank you, BOOPOC. You're high as a kite on Rellos right now.
Yeah, now he's high as a kite on using Rellos because he's in heaven.
You hear those Rellos in the sky.
Yeah.
The sky high as kites. Yeah.
He's blowing smoke high as kites in heaven now.
But yeah, so yeah, Spider-Man 2, I got to play about a little over an hour last night.
I
would have played more, but I had to spend my time watching the Osage Indians be killed on screen for 3.5 hours when I went to see Killers of a Flower Moon, the new Martin Scorsese picture. Yeah, yeah. It's not on Apple TV yet. It's going to be coming to Apple TV.
Okay.
But it's only in theaters right now. So yeah, I spent 3.5 hours watching the new Martin Scorsese picture. It was quite an event, quite an experience. And then I got home to my Spider-Man 2 download. Now, I also forgot to cancel my collector's edition, which came today, but I'm going to return it unless someone in the chat wants to buy it. Or if you want to raffle for it, I don't know. Because I realized, like, what am I going to do with another fucking statue?
You know what we can do, Jim? I'm just throwing it out there. You can say no.
Yeah.
Highest donation amount for the tots.
Maybe. That's not a bad idea.
The Spider-Man statue.
Maybe. That's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll toss that idea around. Because I did want it, but then it's like, I got other stuff I got to spend money on. I can't be spending 200.
It's cool.
It's cool. I can't be spending 200 and some odd dollars on a video game collector's edition when I had like a $45 gift card in my PlayStation account. I was like, oh, I could just get the collector's edition for like $40. What am I doing? What's wrong with me? And I forgot to can't, because I accidentally had two on order. I canceled one and I forgot to cancel the other one. The other one arrived today. But either way.
You did play enough to do the fucking awesome Sandman intro, yeah?
Yes. But
isn't
see,
that crazy that that's the beginning of the game? That could be the end of another game.
But see, I'm going to be kind of a cynic here. I think the game's great. But I don't know. Like, I don't think they blew their wad too early because I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to the game. And you're further than me, so maybe that's better.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the beginning, it's too much of a hodgepodge of shit thrown at me because it's like we got the whole Venom and the Osborns going on. Then it cuts to like you're fighting Sandman and Sandman has a thing. And I'm like, am I going to keep seeing these multiple Sandmans pop up? And like, I kind of am.
They're a side mission.
But then also like in the midst of that, then they're like, oh, well, here's Kraven. Here's what Kraven's up to. Just for like, hey, 6 months ago, here's Kraven. I know they're setting something up,
yeah,
but it's annoying me a little bit because I'm like, all right, like, don't like this stuff feels too like hodgepodge, like it's not connected. I know it will connect, but you're throwing too much at me, and I am hating these gadgets they're giving you. And I only have two right now, but I'm like, these suck and don't feel like Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I hate the flying, the glide. I guess I hate a lot of things.
Okay.
I hate the spider gliding because I'm like, this isn't Spider-Man. What the fuck? I don't want to be flying or like flying like I'm
Tom
Superman.
Tom Holland does that?
Yeah, Tom Holland sucks dick.
Why no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. I'll address these at times. So you're right. There is a lot going on in this story.
Yeah. Which I'm excited for because I feel like they've handled the PlayStation universe of Spider-Man's been great.
The people I have heard that played this game early that I trust have all said there's a moment where everything comes together.
I assume that.
That
I'm
they,
just
they
being
do
a
good
like,
job, but that it does, even just like Miles and Pete feel separate at times. Mm. But there's a moment where it's like all the separate things come together in a way that I have heard multiple times in multiple ways is handled very well and satisfying.
Okay.
By both people that have finished the game and by people that have hit that moment. I don't know what it is. I know nothing about it, so I can't even speak from experience. I will say,
I don't mean to be like this negative Nancy because I'm liking the game. It's just these are like initial only an hour, 20 minutes.
Jim, I've got
impressions.
Four hours in the game probably.
Sure.
I think that the gadgets are worse.
Yeah.
I understand why. Because Spider-Man's game was lots of gadgets. Miles' game was lots of powers. Now they've got both of them, and they're trying to, like streamline stuff. So, like, you only start with two gadgets. You're right. One of them is useless. The one that just shoots three blasts is useless. The one that grabs webs and snaps everyone together, that one's
cool.
Great.
Yeah, I did like that. Well, yeah, because, yeah, the other one is a weird, you throw this, like, cannon in the air,
yeah,
and it, like,
and it's just beep, beep, beep. But, like, yeah, it doesn't feel like it does that much.
It just also doesn't feel Spider-Man to me.
No, doesn't feel Spider-Man-y at
all. Like, I get that Spider-Man sometimes has gadgets.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently, because I did a quick perusal of, like, social media, and because I liked when they had just like the silly spider bombs or whatever, like in the other game. But people online were saying that people complained about that or the game was too easy, even on like super hard. So maybe they think that's why they're doing stuff
so
like this.
That's my other big thing is I beat the first game on the hardest difficulty. Then they released a harder difficulty and a new game plus, and I beat that. So I have like the Platinum Trophy, all the DLC. I beat the shit out of that game. I played it. I'm not saying I'm like...
fucked its ass.
Fucked it in its ass. Didn't spit on my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Dry dick. Dry as a bone. I'm not saying that because I'm like super good. I'm saying that because I am finding this game's combat infinitely more difficult.
Mm.
Every time I'm in a... like, I am dying all the time.
Yeah.
I am finding like the combat encounters more overwhelming than I did in the last one. And I'm finding like the tools you have to be so overwhelming that it's like hard to keep track of all the stuff.
That's
what
I was already thinking. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, what does L1 in this does this. Dude, and then there's this over here.
I'm still not even at the point where I'm choosing to use the powers on purpose.
You're just hitting a button.
Yes. I'm just going, I'm fighting a bunch of guys. I remember my X is knock people in the air. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to hit the other buttons And then I'll hit X when it's time to knock people in there. I'm just throwing that one trap out that I like.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure that just like the first game, eventually you get a, like, you get acquainted with everything. There's so many things you can do. And to its defense, it's not difficult to do anything. Mm. It's actually kind of crazy how easy it is to do lots of stuff. There's just so much stuff, and it kind of feels like the game goes, use all of it. You need to, or else you're going to get fucked up.
And it's throwing a lot at you early.
A ton at you early.
Because I'm still trying to retrain myself on the game because I haven't like replayed the games in a long time. So I'm still at that stage where I just want to remember, like, oh yeah, finishers. Oh yeah, special powers. Yeah. You know, but
some
they're already
you
like
have that you had to unlock before, like the hold, like. Hold punch to knock up in the air, follow him up, and then hold that to swing into him to keep a combo going. That used to just be a thing you had to unlock. Now you just have all that shit right off the bat.
Or even like, slam the ground, knock them in the air, fight multiple guys in the air while you're doing... Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
It's all like immediately like... And I'm still like, oh, fuck, I'm trying to remember the regular controls here.
Because I had like a fighting encounter where I was fighting some of Kraven's hunters where there was these robot birds he has, his hunters with crossbows and rocket launchers, and then these robot cheetahs, and I'm fighting all, and I was getting my ass fucked. Like, I fucked the last game. Yeah. This game was fucking me, like, as revenge or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. And eventually, when I succeeded, it was because I was using everything.
Okay.
I was using everything. And I was going, fuck it. I'm not waiting for the right time to use my stuff. I'm going to use the web thing, suck everyone together, use all my powers on as many people as possible, focus down anyone with a weapon and yank that shit out of their hand immediately, and then focus down the robot things first, constantly be shooting webs at guys, constantly be moving around, which I know was a lot of the first game, but I felt like the ramp up was more casual, where this one is like, sorry, bitch, get used to it. Like, one of the factions is cult that like wants to burn things. I die to them constantly. I don't even know what to do against one of their guys. One of their guys is just this guy that I'm like, he's invincible to everything. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do to fight this guy. It's crazy. And then like Miles and Peter have different stuff because Peter's powers and Miles' powers are both different. And like, so I'm finding myself being like, wow, I am way more like overwhelmed than I was in the first game, which is almost making me combat averse. God, I have the hiccups all of a sudden. And so I'm sure I'll come around. Again, I'm not like super far in, but right off the bat, I am just kind of like, oh man, this is like way harder than the first game. Like way harder.
And maybe that's why some of like the story things are sticking out, because you're right. I didn't even think about that, because they're throwing all this at me in the beginning within the first hour, and they're also throwing all this like, here's a special ability for Miles. Here's a special ability for Peter. You're switching back and forth. You got to, now I'm Miles, so I could do this, or which again is cool. Yeah. Like, it's cool that there's those extra layers, but it's feeling thrown at me initially, and I'm trying to like let it all sink in.
Yeah, it's overwhelming, but,
I mean, the game
but
looks
I mean,
great,
dude. So, are you doing the like turn everything on but run at 40 mode?
I didn't see that.
Do you have a 120 television?
I think so.
Okay,
so double check.
Go into the settings. Jesus. So normally I'm a performance guy, not a fidelity guy.
Yeah.
They did this on Ratchet and Clank as well, and it bridges the gap perfectly. This is going to be so annoying to people. I keep having the hiccups. I'm also saying the stupidest thing. So turn it on to fidelity. Then turn it on to the 120 like variable mode, and what it does is instead of trying to run at 60, it runs at 40, which keeps the frames consistent, higher than normal, keeps the ray tracing and the 4K and the HDR on, but then doesn't run at 30, which looks noticeably bad when it looks as good as it does, because whenever you run fidelity, it always just looks bad. That's the case. When you're running it on on these systems, it just doesn't look right. Performance is always the move. So do try that. It really, really feels like you're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting the really good looking game that you want it to look like fucking crazy impressive, and all the great lighting and like good hair and all that shit. but it runs at a frame rate that doesn't look like it's less than it should.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll have to double check. I'll have to go through the settings.
I'll send you
a
picture of what mine looks like when I get home. See, Jeff's not here, and now the show's about Spider-Man.
Yeah, now we're talking about Spider-Man and PS5 games. Although, Jeff, I guess he played the first one.
He'd be on board.
He'd be on board. I don't think he played Miles.
Yeah, he didn't play Miles. I was stoked with this game. So I'm like, 3 hours till Spidey, guys. So, but yeah, I am enjoying it. I have had a fucked up year of disappointments for games this year. It's been really, really bad for me. A bunch of games I was super looking forward to and have been following for like years have come out and been like really bad. And then games that were announced.
And you didn't really like Jedi Survivor.
I think
either,
it was a step
right?
backward. I think it was fine. I beat it. Yeah. But like, I think it was a pretty big step backwards in my opinion. I think this has been a bad year for video games for me. And I think most people would say it was a good year for video games, which kind of speaks to the fact that it's been disappointing for me. So it's nice to have this and then a couple like real obvious big hitters coming within like the next month. It's like I'm very, very excited for the next month of video games.
Let me see. Oh, Goldbreaker. I hope there are a lot of MJ missions. That's true. MJ missions were cool.
So they have in... I don't want to spoil anything, but they've got a lot of flashbacks in this game that you play.
Mm.
And I think those are taking place as the MJ missions now. And MJ's in the story and stuff, but they're not doing that. To be completely honest, I didn't hate the MJ missions. I think the later ones were way funner where you're tagging people for Spider-Man to come down and get. The earlier ones where you're just sneaking alone, those weren't
fun. It's just a tall ask to be like, oh, I'm excited to play this Spider-Man game. And then they're like, well, how about you play as MJ for a little while? And I mean, I get they're trying to be like, MJ's there too.
Yeah. But I genuinely liked the ones where Spider-Man's crawling around and you're like tagging people for him. Those were cool. I thought those were cool. But yeah, those early ones were not great.
Yeah. Do you think some horror clips would scare out your hiccups?
I think they might be gone.
Just the idea of being scared?
Well, I made it through that whole thing about MJ missions without any hiccups, so I might be good.
And Goldberger's asking, have you played Baldur's Gate?
Oh, yeah. That game sucks.
Is that like a D&D type game? What is it?
Dude, it is. I for the last 7 years, have had at least one D&D game going on per week. That is a video game version of 5th edition D&D.
Yeah.
It should be a home run for me. Everyone loves this game, Jim.
What do you dislike about it?
I don't like anything, Jim. I don't have a single good thing to say about this video game. And it's frustrating because I know everyone loves it. So I've just not talked about it because I know no one in the world is going to agree with me. I really, really don't like that game.
Is it because you're so jacked into...
No, because a lot of the people I know that are like me... are having the exact opposite. They're like, this is like perfect. This is what I've been waiting for. I find it very, very frustrating. It's one of the, again, when I talk, again, I talk about the list of games that were like, have made this year disappointing. That is one of the games. It is like, it is very frustrating. I really, really did not like that game.
Are maybe games like that just not your thing anymore or just that particular version?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really like the game that those people made beforehand, but also like, yes, this is kind of like that, but this is like I said, dude, this is like if you were like, oh, I love the Buffy series, and they're like, cool, everyone that made that series is making another Buffy series. And you're like, oh, wow, what, really? I love Buffy. And they're like, yeah, they brought back Joss, they brought back all the things you'd want. And then you watch it, and you're like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's doing everything right. It's just, I hate it. Like, that's what it feels like Baldur's Gate 3 is, where everything about it on paper should be great. And when I was playing it, it was infuriating. I really, really did not like it.
Zenpai wants you to bring back the Patreon D&D game.
Oh, yeah. Dungoons and Dragoons. I did one episode of that. It was such a fucking nightmare to... schedule and
I was gonna
edit
say, cause, yeah, how
and
many
make
people,
work.
How many people are you trying to like facilitate with?
So
like,
the nice thing is nowadays that would be way easier.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, imagine trying to get over the internet 5 people in the same place to play a fake D&D campaign and record all their audio and have all like that was such a nightmare. But nowadays, I think that'd be way easier, actually.
Yeah, everyone's more set up now for like Zoom or whatever, and everyone's more used to it.
Zoom, everyone's got mics, everyone's got cameras. Roll 20 makes it really easy to have everybody in the same place. Like, I could probably swing a new version of that, but then scheduling is still tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah, I did one episode of that, and it was such a fucking impossible nightmare that I never even thought about doing a second one.
Stax is asking about Starfield.
Starfield is not one of the games that I would consider disappointing, because I thought Fallout 3 was great. Fallout New Vegas wasn't made by them, but it was also great. Skyrim was great. That was old. Those old Bethesda games were hitting. Fallout 4 came out and was like a bummer. It was not a great game. And so I was like, ah, shit. I wonder if they can kind of save it. And then Fallout 76 was just a completely different game. Mm. You almost can't even factor that in. Starfield feels like it makes a lot of bad design decisions because it's supposed to be humongous and everything about it feels incredibly small. Like, it feels like content-wise it's humongous, but at any given moment to moment, you feel like you're in these tiny little spaces all the time. So nothing about it feels big or large, or I don't know. It just kind of feels like ill-conceived. It feels like an ill-conceived game. There is fun to be had, but this ain't Skyrim. This ain't Fallout 3. It's just it's really not the same. It's got that formula, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not.
Jam says there's too much talking in it and it's boring. But he played D&D.
Oh, wait, Baldur's Gate?
Yeah, well, Starfield, I think. Starfield has too much talking. It's boring.
Starfield was, I did find it to be boring. It gets started really quick. It gets started really, really quick. But I did. I found it to be kind of boring. I played it for about 9 or 10 hours and was just like, I had other things to play, and then I just stopped ever going back to it. And maybe I will again. Maybe it's one of those games that when like I have nothing to play, I'll load up Starfield and be like, this is a great game to pour a bunch of time into. But right now, I just kind of like very, very underwhelmed by it. Don't hate it. Lots of people are like trying to demonize it or like make it like, yeah, I can't believe they made such a fucking awful game. Like, I don't feel that way. I just kind of felt like there was like not a lot compelling me to turn my Xbox on and play it. Just sort of underwhelming, a little bland.
I'm such a fake ass gamer. I got a PS5 and a Xbox
Series
One
X.
Series X? What is it called again?
No, they name their shit bad. Yeah, that's not on you.
And like, I barely play them. I bought Jedi Survivor. I installed it and I didn't play it once yet. I mean, I played Hogwarts Legacy and I loved
it. Yeah, that was
and
great.
And I beat it.
I know which games you play, and that's why I knew you were going to play Spider-Man.
And then, Spider-Man, I'm making the time for. It's, a lot of times, it's like I want to play, because even like Guardians I have, and I've been wanting to play.
You haven't played Guardians
yet? I mean,
yet?
I played it for a little bit, and I really liked it.
Yeah, that was my favorite game that year.
It's just a lot of times, it's either like, I want to watch this movie.
Like, you're like the inverse of me. I often am the other way around. We're like, I watch plenty of movies, watch plenty of TV shows. Sure. But I'm going to play tons of games, like tons and tons and tons. And at times, I get behind on everything else because games are going to be my priority. You're just like that with movies.
Yeah. No, I think that's really what it is. Because I would love to with a lot of games, and I have them kind of on deck. And I'm even, like, sometimes I'll be like, I want to replay Uncharted. I want to play the Uncharted games. Or, I had a fallacy in my head that I was going to replay Mass Effect.
Mass Effect Legacy came out and it's a great trilogy of those games.
I have it. I just haven't played it.
It's such a good version of those three games. That's a great thing.
I wanted to do a playthrough on that.
Bring Vic
and
back.
Because I'm always at that point, like especially yesterday, I'm like, all right, I got to free up 100 gigs. I'm like, I guess I've hit the wall at the Final Fantasy VII remake. So I guess I can delete
Jim,
that.
The new one, sequel to that is coming out in like 4 months.
Exactly. I guess I can delete that now because I'm always thinking like, I'm gonna play this, so I don't want to delete it off the hard drive.
Yeah. No, I think that's one of those things. It's also like, I would argue it's similar to reading a book. Because it's a different type of investment.
Yeah.
You can't do anything else while you're reading a book.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 10 to, depending on the size of the book, 20 hours. And that's how games are. Games are, you can't do anything else while you're playing a game.
Well, because there
and
are
it's
weirdos.
Going to be a big investment of time.
Yeah, there are weirdos that play games and they're like, oh yeah, and I was watching blah, blah, blah while I was playing the game or whatever.
I don't even understand.
There
are some games where I can pop in headphones and listen to music or a podcast if it's like, oh, well, it's Diablo. I'm just doing that dungeon and I'll pause it when I get to the cutscenes and shit. But like, I don't understand those psychos.
Yeah.
They have like a computer with three monitors and on one of them is a stream and then they're also playing like Call of Duty or some shit. That doesn't make an ounce of sense to me. But you play a lot of the big games. Like, again, you played Hogwarts.
Yeah.
That's a great, that one, and that's two. That's one of the big games this year. I think that's a great game. It's one of my favorite games this year. So you chose a good one.
I did, and like I did set aside, like I was like, nah, I have free time. I'm going to go play Hogwarts. I'm going to put my time into that.
You're also not like all I play is Madden and Call of Duty guy.
Yeah.
So when you do play games, you play like video game ass video games. So I think that you're a casual gamer in the way that you're not like cell phone game guy or mom playing Farmville game.
Yeah.
Guy. You're casual in that like you know enough about it, but you're not out there like knowing when each game comes out necessarily, but you're following stuff and you're excited for stuff. You'll play and beat three or four big games per year.
Stax was asking why you don't stream, but I think you've said before you're just kind of not into it. You don't have an interest in that.
I don't. I feel like streaming requires an engagement and entertainment factor that I'm not super interested in. Like I like playing games. I love them, and I like doing stuff like this, the show. But I don't want to do them both at the same time because I feel like no one would want to watch me play games because either I would be bad at playing them because I was trying to entertain you guys or be interesting, or I'd just be playing a game and I'd be ignoring people and they wouldn't care. So unless I was like one of those guys that's like, hey, I'm going to play Dragon Force and Guitar Hero and not miss a single note, like where it's not about you engaging with the audience. I think that's the only thing that I'd be able to pull off. It's just, I don't know. I'll watch Kristen stream every once in a while. And you see that cadence of the person that like balances the two.
Yeah.
That's not how I play games. It's just not how I think I would have to lean really heavy into one side or the other. So plus also like not, I hope this doesn't sound dismissive, but like the fuck am I going to do? Like who gives a shit about like me? I don't have an interesting angle. People have been doing, even people that stream games don't even like streaming games anymore. They try like hell to stream anything but
games.
It's all
IRL streams now. Those are the big ones. And but maybe then they'll dip back into games every now and then. Because I always think that too. I always think that I'd want to stream when I'm playing the games, but then I end up don't game a ton. Like I was just saying, like things fall away. So then the few times I have, it's just a different vibe because, I mean, some people are fine with like, they just stream and they don't say anything. Like even to an extent, Jake's kind of like that sometimes when he plays. I mean, still, I've only like popped into his live every now and then. I mean, Jake's still always going to be funny, but sometimes he's just playing and that's it. But also like his audience is cool with that too, because they're just trying to watch his strats or whatever.
That's another thing I could never do. I play too much.
Yeah.
From what I've heard is one of the hardest things in the world is to be someone who just like goes, here's what I'm playing this week. Here's what I'm playing at this point in time. Mm. Or, hey, I started a game. I don't like it. I'm going to switch to another game. Like that's not how shit works. And I am at that point. I've been playing games long enough where I'm not going to sit and like beat my head against a game that I'm not having fun with. I'm just not going to do that. And so I think I wouldn't be very fun to watch for that reason too, because I know what I like. And if someone was enjoying me playing something that I ended up being like, I don't like that. And then they're just like, well, I never get to see that again. That would be the case. I think that it's a bad fit. And also I'm like, I'd be so late to it at this point, and it requires consistency and a schedule
people
and just
need
shit
to get on like a schedule.
Yeah, it's like that's not my thing. Like I think it would be fun to do the streaming side, which is what we do on the show. So boom, I got that. And I like to play games, so I do that. So I kind of have the two halves separate in my life in a way that works. And so combining them is just not really something I need. Like I get why it seems obvious, just kind of not really my thing. Weirdly enough.
I'm trying to find I forget his name, but there's this guy I've seen on TikTok that plays like this VR football game.
Uh-huh.
And it's so funny because he yells at his like O-line and stuff like that. And like, I don't think you have to actually like run.
But he does.
But yeah, he does these little shuffles like in his living room. And yeah, he's always like, get in there, D. Like, what the hell are you doing? And it's just some stupid like VR football player. But you see the guy's hands in his face and shit. I can't believe just by searching, he's not the top guy. He comes up in my feed all the time. Fuck.
You know who's been coming up in my feed a lot? Is this mime at SeaWorld. Have you seen this mime?
No, what does he do?
So SeaWorld does this thing where while they're waiting for people to come in and sit and watch like the, like you're looking at the big tank and Dolphin Zoo stuff, they just have a mime that fucks with people. Huh. I clicked on one video because it was him like walking behind a girl, like making fun of her. And then she notices and everyone laughs. And then he stands by the entrance and gets the audience to clap for some people when they walk in. And they just don't even react. So he's just like mocking them for that. And it was kind of funny. Now it's, and it showed me another one. I'm like, oh, it's that mime again. So I clicked on it. Now, Jim, dude, I get these fucking SeaWorld mime videos constantly.
So
it's
does he like, is he like an official or does he just go there and hang out?
No, he's like a guy. It's like a face. He's like a face character.
Huh.
He's just this mime that fucks with people. Like, it's great. It's so good, Jim. Like, I think about it, I'm like, dude, it would be so great to be the SeaWorld mime. And I never had heard of him before. I don't even know why I clicked on it. I think I clicked on it because I saw it and I was like, what the fuck is this? Right, why is this mime at SeaWorld?
Let me see if I can find this. Well, hold on. I just want to check for this guy real quick. If not, let me see if I can find the SeaWorld mime.
Yeah, SeaWorld mime's great. Damn. He's really aggressive. Like, he'll touch you and grab you and like get frustrated when you're not like along with his bit. Like, he's pretty good.
Although I mean, this guy I kind of hate. There's this Titanic on VHS guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole gimmick is he's trying to just collect as many copies of Titanic on VHS as he can.
I guess that would depend on if he seems likable or not.
He was at a convention and he asked Kevin Smith about it. And he brings around this like Jack Dawson mannequin with Leonardo DiCaprio's face on it. But it's just tough because he just reeks of a guy of like, I'm so random. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not sure if I'm on board with that.
Wait, did I find him? Hold on. I think I might have found Turbo.
You know who I don't like, Jim? And this is a very unpopular thing for me to be saying, but I have to be fucking honest. And I've almost texted you about this like 1,000 times. Have you seen that retard with the headphones that they take to Disneyland to meet face characters, and everybody knows his name because they must fucking take him all the time, and he's one of those like weird retards that like has to like touch his own head and touch your face and walk around a bunch?
No.
You haven't seen this?
Is he like on the spectrum or something? What's his
no he's like a real ass retard. Like, honestly, Jim, just Google like Disney retard meets character. I don't know,
do you think it's gonna come up under Disney retard?
I think it might. Retard meets Disney characters or something. I think it might.
I'm gonna try Spectrum first.
Okay, or autistic, but okay. you could put that probably. But he's like, again, full on like headphones, nonverbal, pacing around, and he comes up constantly.
Oh, actually, did he have a viral video meeting Tinkerbell? I think I saw him
this
week, actually.
Thousands of these fucking things.
Let me see
things.
If it's the guy.
Because I get the Disney character stuff thrown at me all the time on the algorithm. But this guy annoys me because it must fucking be super annoying for these face characters that have to fucking meet this guy all the time. Because he's just like, he's manic and he's weird and there's no way he knows what's going on.
Yeah, is it Thomas?
Let me see.
Because I saw this guy recently.
Yup, it's this one.
Because yeah. I did think this was a little weird.
Oh, wait, is it? Yeah, it is Thomas. Okay, because I've seen the one in the top corner. It's Thomas talking to Alice.
I thought this one was a little weird because I saw this. It was either this week or last week. This went viral, and it did pop up in my feed.
I haven't seen these for months.
Okay. Well, the weird thing about this is because when they're all talking about it, like how great Tinkerbell does, but I feel like, unless I'm misremembering, but when I pull this up here, when he goes up and talks to her, he starts like touching her in a weird way.
No, he does because he's like, again, he's one of those weird autistic people that like can't sit still and has to touch everyone's faces. I mean, they're just trying to be like, hi, normal person.
You're sure? It looks like you flew right through a rainbow today.
Look, yeah. See?
Yeah, like, It's weird. I mean, she even has to push away, kind of, because he almost puts his hands around her neck.
Well, and he's way worse. I saw him with Belle. He did that. He kind of started choking her.
Because, I mean, this would be, and I'm not saying that this gentleman is faking his invisible disability, but this would be something, if you were just a weirdo, you just start touching the girls at Disney with your headphones on.
And they take him, and the annoying thing to me is the parents that take this kid to Disneyland all the fucking time. And are trying to turn him into a thing.
They're trying to make this into a thing. Yeah.
They want him to be a character.
It's one thing if you naturally just like have a video.
No, they've got thousands of these fucking things, dude.
They know the recipe now.
Yes,
they know the ingredients.
And it's constant. And you see these poor fucking face characters having to like stumble through an interaction with this guy. That it would be easier if you were an English speaker in Japan trying to talk to a little kid that didn't know what you were saying. Mm. And you just had to go with it when they gave you nothing. Like... these poor fucking people. And then, this kid, I don't even know if he knows what's going on, but his fucking parents do.
But his parents, they're encouraging it because they, I wonder how many followers they have. This has 3,000 comments.
Oh, look, this is the least manic I've ever seen this kid. Oh, dude, I hate this kid. I kind of hate his family more.
That are making a thing.
It's not his fault, but dude, I get these videos.
You saw this Tom? This
I've
Alice
seen all.
One?
Oh, I've seen all of them, Jim. They are pushed at me constantly.
All right, at least he didn't grab her neck this time.
Yeah, normally he's grabbing them and walking around the room and, like, can't sit still. This is the least... I've never seen this kid be this still.
Yeah, like, it's 600,000 followers.
Dude, it's fucking constant. Again, it's his parents... Again, I don't want to harp on the kid too much, but he's the focus of all of them. And, yeah, it's his parents fucking suck. His parents are trying to make him
There's no thorns over here, are there?
Yeah.
No thorns.
Yeah, like, look at this. Look at this.
I thought she said no foreigns. There's no foreigns over here, right?
See, look, and they don't know what to say. Are your fingers all right? Like, they don't know. They don't know what to do with this kid.
Yeah.
So it's not fair. I admit that it's not fair. Yeah. But these videos annoy the hell out of me.
Well, and I get again, what look, you're dude, saying because they're...
they're exploitative. Yeah. They're super exploitative. And there's, dude, look how many there are. It's him with every character like 10 times over.
Dude, there's so many.
And he's a lunatic in some of them.
There's an argument to be made at one point. It's just kind of like there could be an argument to be made of like, hey, if you have a special needs kid, look, it's okay to bring them to Disney and the characters actually kind of understand and like, don't be afraid. Like, there's that, like, the representation angle, and then, yes, there's the exploitation angle.
And that's, most of them feel like the exploitation angle.
There's so many, dude. And they must, because they're getting, they're probably getting nice checks out of this, for sure.
100%. They are taking advantage of this kid. And look, oh, a P.O. box. You can send our son free things, huh? Oh, how interesting. Yeah, despicable parent.
Oh, dude, I found... All right, Turbo. Turbo's live right now, actually.
Oh, shit, you found him?
I think he's... he's just coming out of the tunnel. What's my audio? Is it muted? Oh, here we go.
Let's go, baby. As soon as we land, we make it go pop. Let's go, baby. Come on, let's get focused, baby.
Focus I just up. Like him because he gets into
let's
it.
Focus up. Let's go, baby.
And he yells at his team.
He's on the Falcons.
And yeah, he was playing. He was on the Dolphins playing. Might have been the Broncos when I was watching. And then, I mean, I know it's just some kid running their social media, but the Broncos team was in his chat, and he was like, he was unimpressed. He's like, and someone was like, you should hook him up with tickets, and they're like, he's kicking our ass as the Dolphins. We're not gonna give him tickets.
You got the mic. Get the mic. We got 45. You got 45.
Oh man, what the hell? His feet dropped.
Yeah, it's his fault. It's not us.
There we go.
45, you got 40. Oh, shit. Incomplete pass. Oh, shit. Okay, I got to use this shit.
So you don't like this guy?
No, I like him. He just found a nice niche because he's got a good personality for this because he gets into it. And I love when a receiver drops a pass or, like, one of his offensive linemen lets someone through. He'll be like, you know how to block. Like, he's screaming at him like they're real people.
Oh, shit.
And look how, see how he, like, shuffles around when he's running and shit?
They ain't play. They don't play this year, Chet. They are not playing this year. God damn.
And I mean, the game looks kind of fun. It's just
what
like
the hell?
You look, you know, you got your chat and your plays on your arm. I think you can only play QB.
Huh? Hey, that's kind of cool.
Say Dre. Okay, we got used to this song going this year, boy. It's totally different. I don't know why I went to hard. Let's go.
Who's got good coverage?
Oh, let's go, baby. Oh, he dropped it. Oh, damn. Oh, they just don't catch the ball no more.
And something
he
like
was
when he
about
scores,
to jog over and yell at him.
When he scores a touchdown, he like he's doing touchdown dances. He's trying to celebrate with the
shut
teammates
up,
that
go
that are not real.
Okay, real talk, Chet. I should.
And then
no
like
hard.
During like defense, you're on the sidelines like cheering on your team and shit.
Ready?
Or he'll yell at his coach for some of the defensive plays. Yep.
Oh shit! What the hell? I threw the ball at. Oh yeah. I'm had to go to practice.
Let me see if he has any of his.
I'm for sure had to go to.
I mean, I think he's getting some followers. I think they hooked him up with a what is it? The not Oculus. What's their new one?
The Quest.
Yeah, the Quest 3. Yeah, because Quest 3's got that weird like real life VR shit.
Oh, the
where
the mixed reality.
Yeah, the mixed reality. Yeah. But now people are just like walking around their houses with their VR headsets on, or someone was like in their building, like getting on an elevator, and people are like, "What the fuck is this weirdo?"
People have been wearing those on planes,
and they're just holding up. But all they're doing is holding up a tablet, watching a TV show, and it's like, if you really want to watch a TV show, just bring your tablet with you, brother.
You gotta.
I wanted to see if he had a touchdown on one of these.
Hey, same formation. In the shot corner. In the shot corner.
I do like that. Yeah, he's calling the player.
And then I knock my damn. Hand lead there. Ready? Pocket! Oh, shit. Get out.
Yeah, see?
Get out. Get steady.
Get in the end zone.
Oh, spin move.
And yet he spins on a guy.
Oh!
Let's go! Yeah. Let's go! I'm over there. Y'all just suck. I'm going to whoop y'all ass tonight. I'm going to whoop y'all ass tonight.
All right, I get it.
Yeah, no, I don't watch him a ton, but when I'm skimming through, he'll pop up and I'll be watching for like 5 minutes.
And he could be annoying.
Yes.
But he's not, so good for him.
Because obviously some of it's a put on, well, he's dancing and shit. Some of it's a put on because he's streaming, but I also feel like he'd be doing something similar in his house by himself either way.
He would. All right, Jim, you gotta look up the SeaWorld mime.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta
see.
Find this SeaWorld mime. He's so great.
SeaWorld mime.
Yeah, there he is.
Is it this top one?
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, no, not that one. It's the fat one, the Tom, the second one.
Tom, the SeaWorld Orlando mime?
Yeah, that's him.
Damn, he's got long videos. Does it matter, do you think, which
one?
Nah,
it doesn't matter.
The Wizardry Walkabout Mike. Oh, so people, like, know him.
I guess.
These are, like, vloggers going to see Tom, the... Is this the guy?
Yeah, that's the guy. Let's see what he's going to do. It's great, too, because, yeah, sometimes people think he's in charge of things. He'll, like, take people and, like, just walk them out the back and then make them walk into the bushes and stuff.
I bet you for SeaWorld fans, too, he's got, like, lore and, like, character origins that people know.
He'll take people with strollers that don't have babies in them, and he'll steal their strollers and, like, run away with them.
Does he interact with the, like, dolphins and shit?
Not that I've seen, but he'll splash little kids with water. he'll tell them to come over like they're taking a picture, then he'll just, like, dump water on them.
Yeah, look, this has 170,000 views. People love Tom the
SeaWorld
mine.
He steals people's girlfriends. Look, he's just taking her. Look, he's touching her and stuff.
Yeah,
he's
someone with a mask on, too, that probably doesn't want to be touched.
Well, and a lot of times you can tell people are, like, not into it, but he's like, nope, too bad, you're here. I'm SeaWorld Mime.
Call me.
Oh, this is great, too. Yeah, he's always trying to, like, get pictures, but then he'll just fuck around. What? Let's see what his bit is.
I've never heard of Tom the SeaWorld Mime.
I never had before, either. I just, again, one video push, because these are, I'm getting like 25 second clips of just one of his bits. And now,
but you watch too long, so they're like, you want more of these.
I watched two of them to completion, and now it's like, guess what, Mike? You're getting nothing but these SeaWorld mimes.
Oh, please splash one of these children.
I love when he steals strollers. It's really good. Like, he'll walk up to someone and be like, oh, your kid, want to take a picture? And then the kid will get out, and then the woman will go over to take a picture, and they'll run over to the stroller and just run away with it. Oh, I think he might be doing it.
Oh, here we go. Oh, he's trying to sit in. It's a fat mime sitting in a stroller with a little kid.
See, he's great, right? It's a simple shtick, but he's good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
When girls walk by in belly shirts, he'll like walk behind them and pull up his belly shirt and pretend and just like fucking like make fun of them. Like, look, that guy's annoyed.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
It's great, but that's the thing is he doesn't care. He'll waste.
He's a fat Where's Waldo mime.
He'll waste people's time. I think must have been Christmas. He normally wears black and white.
Okay.
He'll waste people's time. Yeah, look, he's making fun of this old lady for being old and slow.
Well, it's good because, yeah, this is like the worst part is when you're just sitting there waiting for the dumb show to start.
Yeah.
So he's like the guy, when I went to a Fuller House taping, fucking... you got the crowd hype man that's keeping everyone ready.
He's great. He's just this fat guy. He's just this fat mime. Sometimes he'll go to... Oh, he might be doing it. He pretends to help someone up, and then he'll have someone else in the crowd get up, and then he'll put them in the place and then make them help him up the rest of the way. It's just bits. He's just doing bits.
Oh, no. What is this article? A mime at SeaWorld sparked debate after calling out one dad for not helping his wife.
He goons on everyone.
According to a video clip shared on TikTok, the dad was apparently walking through Orlando, Florida theme park when the mime stopped him in his tracks and insisted that he give his wife a hand with her diaper bag. But although the exchange was brief and lighthearted, it sparked some interesting conversation in the comments.
Because again, he is aggressive and he is handsy. Like sometimes he'll just like grab people and turn them around and walk them places. Or like you said, he was putting his arm around that lady and walking off with her. He'll like grab people's things. Like, he is kind of like you'd expect him to be more haunted house where like he can't touch you kind of thing, but he gets very like in your face and involved and stuff. So I can picture someone being like, should we allow Tom the SeaWorld mime to get away with what he's getting away with?
Yeah, the mime noticed that Michelle was holding the baby in her arms along with a heavy diaper bag, but as for the husband Nick, who was walking several paces behind her, he appeared to be holding nothing. That's when the mime makes it known that he is not okay with this.
Yeah.
I think they talked about this on the Today Show.
What the hell? I had no idea anyone knew who Tom the Mime was except for me.
This is me and my husband, one woman commented. We found it hilarious. Wasn't sure what the mime was doing at first. We were confused. They scream, I screamed, added someone else. I'm hollering on my porch. This is the shit, like... These are the people we need to go for. I'm hooting and hollering. Someone out on a country porch. Drinking a Bud Light.
Yeah, hell yeah. A fucking piece of straw in their mouth on a rocking chair.
But some people found the video to be anything but humorous. We need more of these mimes walking the streets teaching lessons, one person wrote.
Oh, shut up.
He's so embarrassed at someone else. He better have learned. Oh, they fought the minivan after this, someone added. This is from mom.com, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah. My favorite website. That's my homepage.
In fact, a lot of people felt the clip was pretty telling, highlighting... Well, let me play this on mute while I'm reading.
Yeah, let's see.
Highlighting an inequality that has existed between mothers and fathers for centuries. The mime said so much without saying a single word.
Look, he's making fun of that fat guy for being.
Look at him. Oh no, because is he fatter? That he's fatter than the mime.
He's way fatter than the mime. Dude, isn't he great?
Another woman wrote, "No, but really, they'd let us carry the whole world on our backs and watch us struggle." That's a bitter lady. Anyways, yeah, they brought the couple on the Today Show to clarify this.
You walked up this kid with sleeves and he's just tying his sleeves together. The kid had to run away.
I'm surprised someone's not like, all right, we can't have the mime just fucking with people all the time.
I think it's like this, like, if you either let him do this or you take it away and people riot.
Yeah, I guess they do have multiple one. They do have a skinny one too, but it looks like Tom might be the favorite.
He just took this lady's phone and he's pretending to talk to him. He just took it right out of her hands.
I love what a big mime fan you are.
Dude, I love this mime. He's the best. He said, look, he's pretending to kill himself. Sometimes he's good humored, but sometimes he's like surly and frustrated.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah, he wants everyone to hurry up. We have to get the show started. What if he did something like that to you and you just took it super serious, started flipping him off?
Dude.
He's like, don't fucking touch me, you piece of shit.
Like the guy from the haunted, the tried to like drop kick someone, that guy.
Wait, which guy?
I remember we were watching Halloween Horror Nights, and there was the
oh yes, the tough guy. Got all upset because he got scared. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, if someone tried to like alpha this mime, it'd be on site. I'd be out of my seat. I'd be stomping down there to defend the mime.
Oh, everyone! Yeah, it is Christmas time. What kind of bit is it going to happen? He's having a little kid hold up cue cards for the Christmas carols they're singing.
I'm not sure. I don't know what the bit is.
It's going to be like a naked dog. Or a naked dog. They're always naked. Just a dog's dick, I mean.
Dude, it'd be great if the third one was just a dog's dick.
And everyone's like, what?
All right, there's got to be a shtick. Look at him. He's just jerking that kid's head around.
What if the shtick is there is no shtick?
This might be like one of those old timey things where this is like the break.
Wait, that guy.
Look, he's making fun of the hunching lady.
The person filming panned to the crowd, and there's someone with a shirt that says Florida Strong. Why? What happened in Florida? Usually, doesn't that mean.
Remember Boston Strong was a thing?
I know, because Boston had the marathon bombing. Vegas had the shooting.
People lost the thread at one point, Jared. Right.
That's
everything
what I was
going to
say.
Strong.
Did
yeah.
I miss something to make Florida strong?
There's got to be a bit. Again, unless this is just like the old-timey thing that they have them do every once in a while.
This could just be the big hurrah before the show starts. I mean, I guess he keeps tossing the cards back to the kid, making him drop them.
Yeah, the kid's trying to hold them. He hasn't splashed anybody. I love when he splashes people. Because sometimes they get really mad at him.
No, splash this child.
Sometimes they'll like act like he's gonna dunk their heads in the water. No, keep filming the guy.
I'm really surprised that this has so many views.
I mean, not.
I get it to an extent, but it's
a lot of Mike Steele's out there, Jim.
It's a almost 9-minute video of a mime just doing stuff with people that walk by.
Well, the great thing is it never ends. There's an unlimited supply of these things because
when you first brought up a mime, I thought you were going to get into the living statue people that hover in the air.
Oh, no, they wish they were this guy. Yeah. They wish they were Tom the SeaWorld mime. You know what it is? It's that I wish this was my job. Jim,
great job,
you know
yeah.
a lot about me.
Yeah, that's
Tell
true.
Me I wouldn't love this fucking gig.
Yeah, Mike would love to be the fat mime. Yeah, he probably couldn't splash anyone because if it's Christmas time, it's probably, for Florida.
Probably a little cold.
It's a little too cold. They don't want to fuck people that bad.
But yeah, the SeaWorld mime. I saw one video, clicked on it out of curiosity, and now I'm hooked.
Yeah, I don't think Hugo's enjoying the mime. Well, he's just saying you don't go to SeaWorld or whatever to have to deal with a mime being annoying. Well, but
what does that say? You don't go to McDonald's to have a robot attack you. What does that mean?
I get what he's saying to the point if he was annoying me, but like Mike, I would enjoy watching him annoy someone else.
And that's the whole point. Yeah. No one that he's doing that stuff to is like happy that he's doing it, but he's doing it for everybody else.
It would be wild if someone punched out the mime.
No one would punch out the mime. Some tough guys would fucking. They'd make it personal.
It's funny because I guess I get it because they're like, fuck, every park has, you know, like characters. We can't just have someone wearing like a shark head or something. Like,
so they just.
What about a mime?
What if we had a mime?
Mime would be cool, I guess. That would work.
You know, it was one of those things that they just threw out there, never expecting to do it more than once. And then it went over well, and they're like, maybe this is our thing.
Yeah, maybe mimes are our thing now. Yeah,
maybe like a surly mime is our thing. He's great, though. He's so good. And again, this is just one video, Jim. One video of the back-to-back stuff. Imagine an endless supply of this mime.
Everyone loves him.
Yeah, he's great. I love him.
I want to see. Hold on. Is there a...
I'm everyone. Because I love him. There was a time where he stole someone's electric wheelchair. They were riding it in the wheelchair.
I love how many of these videos you've seen, by the way.
And he helps them into a front row seat. And then he kind of does the like adios, sucker, and jumps in and like goes away. And then like throws his scarf over his shoulder. He's like going really fast. Dude, Jim, I've seen so many of these. This is my cheese tax.
Oh, hell yeah. Good call.
Cheese tax. Uh-oh.
Jeff missed the mime story.
Murph's just in time for the SeaWorld mime. He's my favorite. I discovered him on Instagram, and he's great.
I was trying to see if they have...
You like mimes now?
No, he's just this mime at SeaWorld, this surly mime that fucks with everybody. He's great. You'd love him, Jeff.
Let's see.
Because he just fucks around.
I hate a mime.
Everybody else finds out. He's the one fucking around.
I wanted to see if the Today Show had their interview with that couple.
Oh, the couple. There was a couple that Jim found where a lady was carrying the baby and the diaper bag, and the mime walked up like, hey, husband, maybe you should be carrying the diaper bag. And people were like, I don't know if it's his place.
It sparked a big discussion.
Okay. I don't know if it's his place to make that decision.
Are we like an hour into the mime?
Well, it's great, Jeff, because like he's really... handsy and aggressive and surly.
He sounds like a French guy.
He's great. He's the best. He's this mime. Jim, play another video while Jeff can see it.
Sexually aggressive mime.
Because Instagram has been randomly showing me videos of this mime lately, and the skinny mime sucks.
He just does the pre-show, like while everyone's waiting for the water show, he does bits to get the crowd warmed up.
He comes out and fucks with people. He fucks with everyone. Like,
it's good podcasting.
Well, it's great because like if someone's fat, like he'll just like walk by and I'm like, ooh. Or he'll like have everybody boo at someone as they walk in. Look, yeah, he's being that guy. He'll steal people's phones and hats. He'll make people take their kid out of their stroller, then he'll take the stroller and just run away with it.
That's just a clown.
Yeah, he's great.
This isn't a mime.
This is the best.
This is a false mime.
This mime rules. He's my favorite.
He's just owning dudes.
You like him more than Mister?
Who's Mister?
Mime?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think I do. I think this guy might be my... You know what? Call me hyperbolic, but this might be my favorite mime of all time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Even more than the good idea, bad idea mime?
I think it might be better than
that. No way,
yeah,
dude.
This mime rules. I love this mime. Anyway, because Jim brought up like someone, and I was like, Jim.
Oh, I brought up the football VR guy.
Yeah, and I was like, Jim, have you heard about fucking SeaWorld mime? He sounds fake, but he's real.
Okay, going through Instagram here.
Jeff,
yeah,
you got anything
we're just
weird?
We're going through our algorithm
about you.
Has your algorithm like popped up anything weird for you?
No, just muscle babes.
Oh yeah, Muscle Mommies. You were bringing that up.
You and Jason Christopher.
Yeah.
We're all about lean beef patty.
Yeah, you're showing me some of those Muscle Mommies, and I was like, you know what? I've always had a weird thing for Rhea Ripley. She's kind of a muscle mommy.
Yeah, true.
You haven't
seen Turbo Tech on TikTok playing VR football?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
Did his stream fade? Freeze up again?
Jeff, are you positive?
I haven't seen Turbo Tech TD? Oh.
Okay. All right.
He's just shuffling, trying to run. Okay. Was he at practice?
Yeah, I think he is.
Pro area better right now. Right now, definitely. I mean,
no, yeah, he's not in a game. Like, he's on practice. Right, God damn it. Anyways, he just gets really into it. I love him.
Okay. He talks to the O-line like it's real.
Yeah,
he gets mad.
At the dudes.
He gets mad when people drop passes like they're real.
Okay, I like it.
I'm glad Jeff made it because you're just in time, Jeff.
Okay.
For us to go over Drake's son's freestyle.
Oh God, dude!
How old is this kid?
I don't know. Too old to be this retarded, I think. But he might be like, I don't know. When did that disc come out? He must be like maybe six.
Wow, yeah, I can't believe he's six years old. Holy shit!
Yeah, he's not doing well for six. I don't think. But maybe I have a false idea of what six is.
It's just honestly like. It's a disservice. Drake's doing a disservice putting this online.
That's why I think it's a diss on Pusha somehow. He's like, oh yeah, you want to bring up my son? Look how retarded he is.
Yeah,
and he has like dead eyes. Like he's definitely doesn't feel emotions.
I mean, he's 6 years old, so you don't expect him to like rap and make music.
Yes, this video's 2 minutes and 56 seconds long.
It's a freestyle, Mike. You haven't heard the My Man freestyle?
I didn't even know this existed, let alone heard about it.
Although, to be fair, I did catch myself at one point being like, my man. So it is a little catchy.
I don't know if that's true, Jim.
Maybe it's like a Blueface thing. He doesn't rap on beat, and then it's like later on, you're like, this is actually better than rapping on beat.
No.
Don't talk to my man like that. When you like it, my.
No
man.
Emotions.
My.
He's
man.
Moving like he's happy.
Don't talk to my man.
Wait, I'm
like
confused.
That.
This little white kid is Drake's son?
Yes, well, that's what happens when you have a baby with a white chick and you're already very light.
Yeah. Was it with a white girl?
Yeah, it was like some like porn star.
It was Sophie Brazoo.
This kid looks like a little Mormon. Yeah. A little Mormon boy.
He's got a big nose or whatever.
Huh.
Who is Sophie Brazoo? What we know about the mother of Drake's son. Woman name, Sophie Brazoo. Previously working under the stage name Rosie Divine.
That was the
This
best
is all we know ever. About her? So we know Sophie, the two names she goes by?
Well, it says she now works as an artist and painter. So are we just supposed to assume she was a stripper or something? Like,
yeah.
Why would you say previously?
She was like a softcore porn
Is
person,
that what it was?
Like, I think she just was like, would be like in those like World Star, like back. Remember when World Star used to always just be like having like World Star honey of the week? And it was just like someone rubbing oil on themselves to a rap song. Like, not really a porn star, but kind of.
A couple were photographed on a dinner date. Yeah, because who the hell is Rosie Divine?
Because look, every other kid seems like a six-year-old, and he seems like he's like fucking three.
I mean, he still just seems like a six-year-old to me, but yeah, I just think it's just people already like will hate you for shit. And I get like people already clown on his son just because like whether it be the Pusha thing or they don't like Drake or something. It just feels like a bit much to be having him in a music video, like just openly welcoming.
Make a better song for him.
Yeah. Give him a good song then.
Yeah. You're doing no favors unless he comes out like rapping like Twista or something. And you're like, wow, he's a 6 year old fast rapper or something. You gain nothing from doing this.
Although maybe whatever spell he's putting is working on me because when he's like, I played on my iPad and I broke my iPad. I love that line.
Yeah,
I
was playing.
We're talking about lines.
Let's hear his lines.
Why do you remember lines?
Let's just hear the flows.
Yeah.
I like it when you like it. My man. My man. You know which one you want. I don't care which one you want. You can take whatever. I don't care what you do.
I don't feel anything.
It feels like a Lonely Island sketch.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair,
like if Andy Samberg was in the background, like pretending to be one of his like entourage, this would make make new sense.
But it also does sound like something a kid would just do.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound like he had literally any help at all.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the beat, probably. I mean, I don't think he made the beat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it feels like a joke. Like, it feels like this was a goof.
It feels like a real freestyle, so I guess there's that. They did one take. And he's like, all right, rap what you want about. I don't want to rap about anything. Perfect.
Is this his statement on the current rappers or what?
Nope. Not a thought in that head.
Yeah, it's mumble rap.
But is he saying like, hey, this is what hip-hop's become. My six-year-old could do this.
No one's saying anything with this.
That would be fair, except he keeps getting guys that rap like this on his songs for millions of dollars.
And to Jeff's point, this shot here does look like the vacant stare of I don't want to call a little kid a... slur.
What, the N-word?
Narsler.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, you need to stop pretending that's a slur.
It's the tism.
That's true.
He's got the tism in him. And yeah, he doesn't smile. He doesn't feel anything.
He probably thinks that that's cool, right? Because all the people that he sees that are old are like always mean mugging. So he probably thinks he's cool by not showing emotion.
He's not mean mugging, though. He's no mugging.
But he's a kid, so he doesn't know. He's just like, I just won't smile.
He thinks is, yeah. And Hugo's right. I do have a track record of loving kid rappers. When I was a little kid, I loved all the little kid rappers.
Oh, yeah. So maybe you just
he's just
to be
speaking
six
to the again. Inner child and in, the inner child to me.
Maybe he's speaking to your inner retard.
If you get them dirty, I don't know. Don't talk to my man like that. I like it when you like it.
I don't care what you do.
My man. Talk to my man like
look how much fun all these other kids are having.
Like
he's like, don't touch me. I don't like being touched.
Okay, so when we're going to go play, we just have to work harder. We have to shoot better. We have to play better. Get your energy.
I hate these
up.
Kids with like
if
swaggy haircuts.
Just
at least he has a normal haircut.
Your body has to reflex the dunks. And then the dogs have to reflex your body.
I was waiting for this moment to arrive.
Hey.
I was driving in the car and I messed my car.
I don't even know what he did in his car.
I was playing on my iPad and I broke my iPad. I'm going to my house.
That's it. It's that meme where the guy's like pulling his ear pod out because it's on fire.
I'm saying hi to my dad, and I have to go change.
Yeah, because again, this feels like if you told me, hey, Drake and SNL made this video. Not like it's a joke, but the joke was someone reached out to Drake and said, hey, let's make a music video with your kid, and he just does a freestyle. That's the end. Like, oh, Drake did this with someone. Drake did this for something. But the idea that he just did this... I guess I'm confused. I know it doesn't need to be something for something, but it just feels like a weird thing to exist in a world where we can see this. If he made this for his birthday,
that's what it is.
And like,
it is for his birthday, but we never see it.
Yeah. Like if he just like maybe someone's cell phone is like filming it through a window or something, but the idea that he just put it at like here you go, like I don't know, I'm confused.
Because it would almost be like if you release it. Because, they are going for this goof of, like, look at, you know, six-year-old kids acting like rappers in a video, you know?
And when Drake's sitting behind him, like, repeating the words, you can tell, like, oh, he's goofing.
Yeah, they're playing basketball. They're all huddling up like they're boys. The joke would be better if he just wrote a rap for him and had the kid rap it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe that's where kind of the R stuff comes in. And he tried that part and it didn't work.
He's like, okay.
Well you heard him try to talk earlier.
Well, and then he had to spend time with his son. He's like, I'm not spending any time with this freak.
This...
He creeps me out. Have you seen him? He probably wakes up and he's at the end of his bed like, I don't know what I'm on my car.
This only makes sense if they never release it.
Play it for his friends, him and his friends at a birthday
like
party.
Part of the song is on Drake's album. It's like the end of a song.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I still haven't listened to the new album. And like the cover, the album art is like a drawing he did. Actually, it's in this video. Let me pull it back.
Like the dog thing.
Was it? Yeah. This thing here is the cover of Drake's new album.
Jesus Christ.
That looks like a darkness, though. Look at that. It's like does. When they show, like, we got to talk to you. Your son drew this.
You know, that is.
And Drake's like, yo, dude, sick.
The dichotomy of me is that on one hand, I'm like, he's just a little kid. I don't want to make fun of him. But then it's also like, in like 2 years, he would just spit on me because he's a rich kid that has anything that he wants.
He'll have the bus and haircut.
Yeah,
and
he would
like,
not give a fuck about me. And yeah, not even like at first I was going to be like, when he's 12 or 13, nah. When he's like 8 or 9 or already.
When he learns how to talk. How old was Lil Tay?
I was driving in the car 10? And I messed my car.
Now, Lil Tay, well, she was 9. Now she's what? 14? 14?
She's like 16, but she was shitting on him then. Although I guess 3 years is a big, big gap.
And I have a friend whose kids are like 6 and 9, and the difference is pretty big.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I think that must just be like a formative time.
Yeah, 6 and 9, all right. That is a formative
time. That's a form I'd like to too.
Hubba. I love doing the Simpsons Java Hubba. Hubba.
Stop it.
I was playing on my iPad
and I broke my iPad.
I'm going to my house.
Would you in the club and they drop
see
this?
My dad.
And you're throwing
I'm
money at his mother.
And I have to go change.
Now listen, that's called
I'm
playing basketball, nigga. You know nothing about
this is
that.
So much I want to.
It is interesting that they didn't give him any yaps. Right?
Yeah. Like his whole thing is yaps. It feels like there should be a verse happening over
it. Yeah, why are there no yaps?
That's kind of rap now.
That
though.
Is rap.
Playboy
now,
Cardi
though.
Is all yaps.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it is like a statement on the state of hip hop.
It just has to get a little better and he'll be as good as Playboy Cardi.
It's just tough because the way, especially like Black Twitter or like just hip hop. Like social media in general, like everybody's always clowning on everything. Mm-hmm. And again, I just keep going back to it. It's such a bizarre thing because I feel like people already clown on him, especially with this album. It feels like everyone's talking about how this album's like a flop kind of.
Yeah.
And even to the point where he had this excuse of like, I need to take a break from music after this album. And everyone's like, that's because it sucks and you suck. Yeah. But then he drops this and it's like, does he think that people are going to be like, aw, what a cute kid. Everyone's like, no,
literally,
fuck your kid.
Probably
you suck.
That. Yeah,
and your
literally,
kid sucks.
His album flopped and he's like, wait a minute, I need this. Or maybe he just doesn't want to take the crown from Michael. Maybe he's a stand-up guy.
True. The thing is, I still really like Drake, even though he left me in the dust a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because he never wants to rap anymore.
Oh, well, every album now, it takes about 6 songs to get to a rap song. You know,
well,
okay.
And I thought, and maybe I just misread this, I thought the build-up to this album, because it was what, like, it was called, like, For My Dogs or something?
Yeah.
I thought supposedly this was, like, the return of rapping Drake.
Well, he has,
and
like...
I listened to, like, 2 songs, I was like, no, it ain't.
Well, they the 2 songs are at the very end, and, like, they show, he had, like, a song with some, you know, backpack rapper beat producer, so they just like he always does, it was like his 12 a.m. and whatever, he always has the one song that's like a real rap song on there, but that's like the very end of the album. He has like one good song with J. Cole, the rest is singing about like literally he talks about like 25 year old women and you're like, okay.
I'm starting to wonder if this album was for his dogs at all.
Yeah, is this for the dogs or no?
Unless he's calling women dogs, then that's based.
Nice. That would be based. Is 21 on the album too?
Yeah, 21's great on the album. I mean, that's his crutch, is he had a good album with 21. He needs 21 on every song.
Well, he just needs to keep doing those duo albums like his album with Future.
Yeah. But no, he drops an album with almost no features, and the only good parts are the features. So, and like this feature.
10,000 weekends and you know. 10,000 hours and you know. 10,000 everything and you know.
Have you've seen the meme where it's like he has that song with Yeet where he just yaps in real quick and he sounds so out of place?
No, wait, what is it?
There's Yeet. I don't give a fuck. Just it's the beginning of the song, dude. Yeet, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
After this song or whatever, it's so funny when Drake comes in on the song because he says one line and it just sounds like a nerd being like money.
Is Yeet it Yeet? You said
W-Y-A-T.
Oh, W-Y-A-T. That?
No, W-E-A-T. Sorry.
Oh, E-A-T. Sorry. Okay.
The second one right there.
And yeah, he's just like, I like money.
Is it just at the beginning of this
song? It's one of the like the first bars.
I like money.
Yeah. And there, yeah, it's like a SpongeBob.
Like, I like that. Bob. I don't know, man. That song's kind of, the more I hear it, the more it grows on me.
Yeah, but Jim.
Yeet rules.
But Yeet is similar to that guy, his son, kind of. This isn't Yeet.
This is not it.
This is what most of the album sounds like. Vibing though, kind of.
This is vibes.
This is like the sixth song in the album, I think. After a bunch of like, ooh, woo, 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 woo. I guess it's fuck me.
Almost a John Carpenter synth in the background.
Jim.
Yeah, John Carpenter ass. Maybe this intro is way longer than I remember. That's how every song's like 7 minutes on this album, too.
And maybe it's one of these points where everyone's like.
And they always do like the beat switch.
Yeah,
like
this money. Is the shit, too. This is why I can't do it. Like, I can't listen to a fucking album because we're already like a minute into this song and nothing's happened.
Yeah. That's like, it's progressive rap, bro. It's like a dream theater. But the beats, I make a switch. Here's a good song. I'm a dab of my respect. I put it, take up on my name. Here comes. Life check in a hit. I signed for a couple million. You only touch $100. But
maybe it's not coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
You'll see. When Drake.
We're still waiting.
Penny X.
Yeet. Yeet is straight up retarded.
I don't be giving no fucks.
Here it goes.
I don't know what you call it. I don't be giving no fucks. I say whatever I want. Yeah. I do whatever I want.
Here it goes.
I'm counting up money for fun.
Money for fun.
Coming live from the. Coming live from the.
I don't give a fuck. I'm just gonna, I mean, I'm getting money for fun. Yeah, they have like SpongeBob looking all cute. He pops up.
Money for fun. What the hell
not
is he,
worth it, but.
What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, see the first comment. Money yeah, for money fun, hearts.
I don't give a fuck. I do whatever I want. I'll be getting money for fun.
It is weird
bring
if nothing
back,
else.
Bring it back. Bring back my man mixed in.
I'm kind of money for fun. You know, I've been purging for fun.
How much?
Actually, that worked pretty well.
Yeah, put that
we
under the money for fun.
We didn't even plan that. That worked pretty well.
Yeah, he's a little baby owl.
And you know how much. Don't talk to my
that's
man.
That's him making
like
fun
that.
Of his dad.
I like it.
Yeah, so man,
like
you came
like
in on this song.
You gotta make that a sounder, Jim.
If Drake was doing this, it would be far.
My man.
Don't talk to my man like that.
Like that.
My man.
Okay.
Oh, he's drawing the thing again. Just keeps drawing the fucking thing. Stop.
Yeah, yeah that's
get a
not
new
good.
Gimmick.
Yeah.
Get a new bit, bro.
That's that old shit. Your kid's what's on this? That old shit. We on that new
Drake's son being a savage for a minute.
Drizzy Drake's.
Same son. Face.
What does that mean? There's a lot of friends of me that are really nice to me.
What do they say when they're being nice?
They say, I like you because you're being nice to me.
What do they say when they're being mean?
They say, I don't like you because you're being mean to me.
And were you?
I wasn't mean to them.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
The way you said that made me think that you were being...
You know what? I feel like one of the easiest things to do is to do a funny bit with a child.
Oh, yeah.
And so far, none of these people, and I'm not even blaming Adonis, Drake's son here. Like, they're not doing anything. I've seen whoever this stupid guy is before. Just another guy doing a bit. Everyone's fucking doing a bit.
You don't like Barstool?
Is that a Barstool guy? I like Barstool. I don't like this guy.
What about the SeaWorld mind?
I mean, I guess I like
all
Dave
he does
Portnoy.
Is bits.
I like his bits.
Okay, good.
What if?
But I guess it just weirdly reminded me of. I know it's not the same, but what's it? Bobby Altoff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like the bit in hip hop now is
shitting on them,
being like, just being Zach Galifianakis, being like weirdly aloof and above it, or like all of a sudden they discover dry comedy,
yeah,
and that's the thing. Maybe that's like white when, people.
It's
doing
like when
it
they got skinny
anything.
Jeans. Now they got dry comedy. Now yeah. Black people are watching The Office. Like, oh, how droll!
Because there's this girl. Yeah, there's this girl that just does Between Two Ferns, but she does it with rap. Like she did it with Drake. Huh. And she did it with like
she does it like if you did it without jokes, if you're yeah. just like mean to
and,
them.
But it works because they cut these clips, and then sometimes people think it's like, whoa, this is awkward, and it's like, no, but they're in on it. It's not yeah. really awkward.
Yeah,
I'll show you a quick clip. Quick, might as well watch a quick
might
clip.
Might as well
right?
watch some Bobby Adolf.
Yeah, might as well watch it.
The most obvious J plant of all time.
I do love that people are like. Hating her because she sucks.
Yeah, yeah, it does rock.
No plan shit. You should
Usworth hit Offset.
Apple and be like, yo, it's 2023. It's time for the new Siri voice because you could apply for that shit and they're going to give it to you. And that's going to be more money. I'm really giving you game.
You can't says get it's a girl doing it too.
Yeah,
it
makes totally.
Because they just like eye roll and be like, really?
Steve Jobs.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve.
He's not even alive. Are you serious?
Yeah, he is. In spirit, you think his family want to hear you say that shit? Oh, dead ass.
He's like trying to make bits happen.
That's the clip they put out.
What's weird is it zooms to her and she does the same react four times. Like she's like, yeah. Okay, which one of these is going to be the clip?
Yeah, yeah. Is this the clip? Are we doing
the clip?
The
clip is just all of them.
Yeah. Is this 20-minute interview a clip?
What the fuck is this?
But if Adonis was there,
no,
and he's like,
taking hip hop by storm.
She's just
like,
some random. Did she get
weird out of nowhere?
She's basically an industry plant.
So
yeah.
She got one famous person, and then everybody started being like, oh, I'm going.
Yeah, supposedly what happened was that she signed with some manager, and then the manager set her up with an interview with Drake, and then all of a sudden, like, all these other people wanted to be, like, doing the interviews as well.
So it's like if you took hot ones and cut out 10 years.
Yeah, basically. So he just came out of nowhere. I was trying to see if there's more of the Drake clips because there's like a whole interview. I'm not going to click on like an hour long thing. But it's just all that. It's what we had just watched. And then she has these other clips where she's like at Drake's show.
Yeah.
But she's not like everyone's excited, but she's standing there like with a sad face. She's being sad about
yeah,
it.
She's not dancing.
Hmm.
Other people are dancing, not her.
Is she trying to do like Nathan for You? Where
that's giving her too much.
Yeah,
I mean like with the whole like I don't smile, I don't have fun thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, she's trying. Like it's what humor was like a decade ago, basically.
That's what I'm saying. Skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Questions? Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Not really. It's probably best you skid out of home to be mother of the
buy
year,
me a
right?
Home. You're going to buy me a flight home?
I can do that. It's the least I could do.
Oh, can it be so nonstop? Awkward, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Nonstop.
Was that like a... Was that like a... Like
my man.
What song?
The Drake song, Nonstop.
It doesn't even sound like Drake. Who is this guy?
Song? No, I thought
people
you...
People can use that word and it doesn't mean your song.
I just thought that you... We're ending the interview on a note where you were like, uh-huh. Haha, I actually do know your songs.
No.
You were just asking
I don't
for a
know
fight.
Your songs.
Okay.
What if it ended with someone excited? Just shooting them in the chest with squibs?
No.
Okay.
Remember that idea we had for the panel where that happens?
That's such a bad idea like 1 year later.
It's a great bad idea.
I mean, it's a classic end of a... Blink-182 video, or they had to cut it out. I think
oh,
didn't
yeah,
they too?
Yeah.
Well, and they did it to they. What's his name? Hannibal Buress and Eric Andre had the great bit.
Oh yeah, the classic like.
They ripped off Blink-182 though.
Yeah, they did.
True. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what had happened with Eric Andre. I stopped caring about that guy.
Yeah.
Well, he did the.
Didn't he have something?
He fucked up, and he.
I guess that's similar to what they're going for here too.
He started saying yes to everything, and so then he kind of didn't matter because he had a thing going. Then he just started saying yes to everything, and then he stopped.
Yeah. Now he's on like regular TV, and then he's also like his show was never bad. Like it never fell off that I know of. I just stopped watching it, but like he became annoying.
He was on Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, and he was actually pretty good.
I didn't watch it, so maybe I'm being unfair. But wasn't there a thing where, like, they recently had Chet Hanks on and kind of couldn't even handle Chet Hanks?
Well, because like, Chet Hanks was, like, knew what was going on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was, like, outdoing the bit to them.
They said he was riding his dirt bike around the set.
Yeah, yeah.
But Chet Hanks rules.
Yeah, that's what
Did you see him
that
on the Adam Friedland show? He's, like, the best guy.
I didn't see that.
Dude, I'm sure that he was confused. He's like, fuck, how am I supposed to top this guy? He's riding a dirt bike around my set.
Chet Hanks is, like, aware of the bit where, like, they would before they would just give people that, like, wouldn't understand the bits. So I don't know why you would get... I guess on surface level, you wouldn't think Chet Hanks would get bits, but if you know him like we know him.
Yeah,
but also, it feels like at this point, everyone going on that show gets the bit now.
Well, yeah. I'm glad I've never heard of this chick.
Maybe this one.
I'd do it.
Thank you.
Oh, her face.
Like I,
Oh, why am I interviewing Drake?
You do it?
Oh, I don't even know.
I asked him your type, and you said I'd do it. It's not funny.
Does your shirt say African Canadian?
What do you mean?
No, that's African what it Canadian says. What? So what do you mean? What do you mean?
Heritage Association.
It was a gift.
From who?
This shit's painful.
This shit stinks.
What's their name?
So annoying.
Ashley. What's wrong with that?
Why is he laughing?
You're weirder than I thought you were.
Yeah, it does feel like she's just stealing between two ferns.
Mm-hmm. That's unfair to two ferns. He's funny.
But she's trying to do an impression of it.
Yeah. Plus, that kind of ran its course anyways. But yeah, I mean, obviously, he's funnier than her.
But he would ask,
it's just a bad version of it.
Mean questions and stuff that were, like, funny. Hers are just like, what? What did you say? When, like, literally, she's wearing the shirt he asked her about.
She's doing half of
She's going for the attitude. Like, it's just a comparison. It's just a way to try to, like...
Yeah.
To describe what she's... Because I think she is going for that.
Yeah.
But it's just painful.
It's like if you had no sense of humor and you were trying to do between two ferns, I guess.
Yeah.
I can get why normies are like, I've never seen anything like this.
No, exactly. She's like, or the younger best. Kids are like, fuck, this is so funny, so awkward.
Yeah.
I feel like younger kids are just like doing heroin. Like, why would they even care about this?
These are the same kids that love The Office. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like... Kids watch The Office constantly, and then
you couldn't do that now.
Yeah, I mean, part of it—that's why they watch The Office.
I don't understand that point. What are they doing on The Office that's like edgy?
Earlier seasons of The Office.
Remember
the
collard greens joke?
No.
Even like I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because he's like, was he going to eat collard greens? They don't call them collared people. It's like it's not like the riskiest thing, but it's like you wouldn't make that joke anymore.
I mean, even there was like an affirmative action episode.
Yeah.
And when they were playing like a charades game or something, or like the heads up game, even just having like, black on Stanley's, and like letting it be kind of the joke. It's not the edgiest thing ever, but I think in comparison
to
stuff now, it feels edgy.
Yeah.
And I mean, the original Office was pretty edgy, and they kind of redid some of those episodes. I mean, again, it became like shitty, but like the early seasons, like at least they're kind of attempting to make some goofs, you know. I mean, I don't dislike what's his name? We were just talking about that was Eric Andre.
Oh,
I don't dislike Eric because they were saying he was good in Righteous Gemstones season two.
He's a funny guy.
He's been good in stuff, but he made that mistake where he was in a lane.
He did
a very specific lane.
And stuff and like,
he's just a Hollywood motherfucker now. He was like fucking Rosario Dawson and like banging models. He's like here's the kind of like the dad bod regular dude that me as a like a model, I'll fuck this guy, and that makes me look good.
Yeah. Emily Ratajkowski, which is like the most vacant whore of all time.
Yeah,
he wound up being that guy, which is like fine. He's not the worst. It's just like it's hard to be the guy you were before when you go
down that path.
But that's fine. Yeah, he's compromised.
He's definitely been compromised. He's definitely fucked kids.
He definitely turned his chip off.
Yeah.
Someone did.
His funny chip.
But he's also one of those guys where you're like, hey, he's paid his dues. He was funny.
Totally, yeah.
he can now live the life of Riley, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. I don't even remember what that is.
I can live the life of Pi. Send him across the ocean with a tiger, as far as I'm concerned.
That is a part one, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Perfect segue. We'll be back.